isn't it about time for somebody's favorite radio program?
You're with Matt Masters, and this is the Rock and Rhythm Review. For the next 28 minutes, stay tuned for Indiana's only educational, self-indulgent radio program, showcasing the music from 1945 to 1965. I'm not an accredited musicologist, nor hold an advanced degree in music history, but am a licensed cosmetologist and harbor a passion for the music popular. Back when my parents would watch Floyd Lawson practice depilation on the Andy Griffith Show. A defining characteristic of mammals, thus humans, are the little protein filaments that sprout from follicles in our dermis. Biologically, we're covered from head to toe with it, although compared to other mammals, nature has decided we can make do with far less. Given what we've got aesthetically, it can be used to express one's social position or personal beliefs, but by the time we die, we will likely have spent more time and money managing it than any other part of our bodies. We give it names, fancy names like bouffant, Ivy League, and pompadour, animal names like ponytail, cowlick, and duck's ass. And we slather chemists' concoctions known as Brill Cream, Dippity-Doo, and Glossine on it. In rock and rhythm, it was sometimes as important to an artist as their music. So naturally, singing songs about it could be hairy business. Expect a hair-raising time on this installment of the Rock and Rhythm Review. A little dab will do ya with music that'll put hair on your chest as we comb through the music of Johnny Kidd and the Pirates, T-Bone Walker, Wayne Worley and his Whirly Birds, Boleen Berry, the Jades, Leonard Carbo, Uncle Buck Light and the Rhythm Rockers, Square Walton, J.B. Lenore, and Louis Jordan and his Timpani Five. Wig is short for periwig, and wigs have been a thing as far back as ancient Egypt. The well-coiffed T-Bone Walker donned his first wig in 1947 for the Black and White label, remarkably the A-side to Walker's far better-known B-side, Call It Stormy Monday. I Know Your Wig Is Gone.
You go into a drugstore, you say you won't be long. You come back 30 minutes later, and you wanna know what's wrong. I take you out to dinner, everything you do is wrong. This is strictly confidentially, baby, I think your wig is gone. I don't wanna be too hasty in things I say and do, but if it's not asking too much, baby, please tell me what's wrong with you. Somebody told you to be different, but they sure did tell you wrong. Cause when you start to sound at me for my gold mama, I know your wig is gone. I say and do, but if it's not asking too much, baby, please tell me who's schooling you. Somebody told you to be different, but they sure did tell you wrong. Cause when you start to sound at me for my money, baby, I know your wig is gone. We'll be right back.
Lynn Pratt, The Jokers, and others all gave Sonny Burgess' 1956 Carrot Top Nightmare a try, but it wasn't until 1961 that she really got mean. Initially appearing on micro-label Elbridge, and later carried by the faintly larger Brent label, it failed to get as hot as a curling iron, becoming little more than a regional hit around the Great Lakes for Wayne Worley and his Whirlybirds. Red-Headed Woman.
Well, that red-headed woman's about the meanest thing I've ever seen.
Sideburns are likely a corruption of Civil War General Ambrose Burnside's surname, whom, as you can imagine, sported an outrageous set of them. Nearly a century later, sideburns weren't a terribly popular hairstyle until guys like Brando, James Dean, and Elvis started sporting them. So the timing was right in 1956 for a virtually anonymous Boleyn Berry and her lone single on the Faber label, Long Sideburns.
Down the street, he's got long sideburns.
have to admit, I had to Google chartreuse to see what primary color it was close to. Turns out, it was a secondary color, and what I think of when I think of Green River Soda, which makes Louis Jordan and the Timpani Five's novel 1952 about a girl that dyes her hair said color all the more amusing. You dyed your hair chartreuse.
You're a freckled gal, you're a pug-nosed cutie, sweet as Charlotte Russe. You got big blue eyes, so I ask you, why have you dyed your hair chartreuse? Chartreuse,
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 chartreuse.
Though you think it's mighty cute, just wait till the right and tell your ma
that you dyed your hair chartreuse.
Chartreuse,
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 chartreuse.
Though you think it's mighty cute, just wait till I write and tell your ma
that you dyed your hair chartreuse.
In the days of old, when the nights were colder and the girls were truer blue, just think what Pa would have said to Ma had she dyed her hair chartreuse. Chartreuse,
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 chartreuse.
Though you think it's mighty cute, you went too far in that beauty booth
when you dyed your hair chartreuse.
You know I know that your hair was black when we lived on Chestnut Street, when you wore pigtails and ginger ale was your most favorite treat. You're a big girl now, so you think it's cuter being fast and fancy loose, but you went too far in that beauty booth when you dyed your hair chartreuse. Chartreuse,
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 chartreuse.
Though you think it's mighty cute, just wait till I write and tell your ma
that you dyed your hair chartreuse.
Chartreuse,
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 chartreuse.
Though you think it's mighty cute, but just wait till I write and tell your ma you didn't like black, you didn't like red, you hated blondes. Well, it's no use. You got mad and dyed your hair.
Thanks to the Trashmen Surfin' Bird, Minneapolis found itself in the throes of bird mania and became a garage surf rock mecca for a spell. The Jades felt their novel answer, Surfin' Crow, would fly up the charts too, but it was their other raven-haired bird on the flip of their lone 1964 single and final 45 for micro-label Gaiety, The Jades Are Best Evoked. Blue Black Hair.
Hey baby, you over there, yeah, the one with the blue-black hair. Well, blue-black hair, shaded eyes, baby, you've got me hypnotized. You're the girl with the long, long blue-black hair. Say, little girl, you're so fine. Well, you just got to be mine. Well, blue-black hair, shaded eyes, baby, you've got me hypnotized. You're the girl with the long, long blue-black hair. Well, I don't know what's your name, but your blue-black hair drives me insane. Blue-black hair, shaded eyes, baby, you've got me hypnotized. Blue-black hair, blue-black hair, blue black hair, blue black hair, blue black hair. Blue black hair, blue black hair, blue black hair, blue black hair. Well, blue black hair, take my hand. Well, we'll dance to this rocking band. Blue black hair, shaded eyes, baby, you hypnotized. You're the girl with the long, long blue black hair. You're the girl with the long, long blue black hair. You're the girl with the long, long blue black hair.
Purists claim a pair of braided tufts of hair are considered true pigtails, whilst a pair of unplaited tufts are called bunches, thusly a single bunch, a ponytail. Leonard Chick Carbo wasn't one to split hairs, simply illustrated a hairstyle popular with teen girls. Carbo had gone solo from the seminal vocal group The Spiders and cut this 1958 one-off for VJ, Pigtails and Blue Jeans.
Standing on the corner with the blue jeans and ribbons on. I saw her standing on the corner with the blue jeans and ribbons on. Yeah. And I said to myself, I want to be mine and mine alone. Well, I went to see her mother, asked for a daughter's hand. Mother to ask for a daughter's hand. Yeah. She said, yes, you can have a car. She's about to drive me insane. Go to school all day, rock and roll all night. Try to wake up in the morning, there's always fight. I saw standing on the corner with the blue jeans and ribbons on her. Well, I asked her to be mine and mine alone. Yes, you can have a car. She's about to drive you insane.
There is hide nor hair of information on Square Walton. His two singles appeared on RCA in 1953, and another quartet of songs were invariably shelved. But with lyrics like, "Looks like a pan of Turkish paint brand, man, they smeared it on. He'll always be atop the barber's pole for me." Featuring blues legend Sonny Terry on harp and six-string ace Mickey Baker, Pepper-Headed Woman.
I got a pepper-headed woman. The hair ain't very long. I got a pepper-headed woman. Boy, the hair ain't very long. Look like he painted Tuggy's paint brand. Man, he smelled it on. Yeah, no, she woke me up soon one morning. Say, Dad, let's go out and pick some fig. You know, I looked at that woman half a so short that I couldn't even hold her wig. Cause she's a pepper-headed woman. Boy, and the hair ain't very long. Look like a painter dug his paint bread. Man, he smeared it on. I got to beat it out right there a little bit now. she went down to the hairdresser. For the hairdresser straighten her hair. She said, miss, I have to grease your head because there ain't no hair up there. Cause she's a hairy-headed woman. Boy, the hair ain't very long. Look like a pair of turkey's paint brush. Man, it's very long.
Blues deity J.B. Lenore is oft remembered for his solemn social tunes, but that doesn't mean his social conscience was always so solemn. During a brief stay at Checker, J.B. cut a 1956 satirical look at the processed hair craze at the time, in which potent chemicals were used to process one's hair to a certain color, sheen, or texture. Don't touch my head.
I got shine shoes and nail manicure. A diamond ring, man, I got everything, so don't you touch my hair. Don't you touch my hair. Don't you touch my head, cause I just got a red brush in. How would you like for you to shine tonight? You can knock me down, drag me day and night, but if you touch this head, Jack, you got a fight. So don't you touch my head. Don't you touch my head. Don't you touch my head, cause I just got a friend myself. Down a mite. If you test this head, you'll get a left and right, up or side your head. Up or side your head. I go upside your head, cause you to up my friend process.
Uncle Buck existed decades before John Candy's cinematic portrayal. DJ Ronald Leip operated microlabel Ron Marr, but only a few singles ever left the barber's chair. The first was credited to his on-air persona, Uncle Buck Light, and only on one side. That said, the 1958 tune was one of the few to celebrate the iconic hairstyle known as a ducktail, duck's ass, or DA for short, in which the back of a man's head was combed to look like, well, a duck's ass. Mr. Ducktail.
Well, got a cool haircut. He got long sideburns, wears old spot peg pants. Oh, woman, you ain't lived till you see a cat do the bop dance. Well, ducktail, ducktail, Mr. Ducktail, 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 Mr. Ducktail, 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 Mr. Ducktail, 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 Mr. Ducktail, you see a cat bop when that guinea dog starts to wail. What the heck? Well, ducktail, ducktail,
This is Matt Masters, and thanks for tuning into this installment of the Rock and Rhythm Review. Time for me to get out of your hair. My special thanks to Jim Walsh and Joe Sorello. Send your complaints, critiques, compliments to WMAT@mail.com and visit jetmasters2tsandjet.com to learn more about the review.
Everywhere I go, and I go just about everywhere, the girls are really gone on Royal Crown hairdressing.
Although most linked to Jerry Lee Lewis, it was first released by Ronnie Self in 1958. Jerry covered it next, then Larry Page, and by 1960, it traveled the pond to England, where Johnny Kidd and the Pirates covered it poorly, which makes their superior raucous 1964 remake with fret wizard Mick Green all the more unexpected that it sat in the vault for decades. Big Blonde Baby.
By me, go hold my set of jumping jehoes, you fat big blonde baby. Yes, indeed, she flipped me, she was so divine. Fell right down and begged her to be mine, all mine. Held her tight, a good night, I says, jumping jehoes, you fat big blonde baby, big blonde baby. To be, yes, indeed she flipped me, she was so divine. Far right down and begged her to be mine, oh mine. I held her tight, a good night, I says, a jump in your hose, you fat big blonde baby. To be, yes, indeed she fit me, she was so divine. Bow right down and beg her to be mine, oh mine. I held her tight, good night, I says, jump in your hosey, fat big blonde baby. Jump in your hosey, fat big blonde baby.